WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a little bit of extra time between Ravens games here, and I'm certainly putting together all of the elements of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be playing at Nick's Grandstand Grill this week, but then we're going to get on a little holiday mission in my 30th anniversary. We're going to kick things off on the 9th of December. My anniversary is actually the 13th. Don Mohler was unavailable on the 13th, so we decided to celebrate early. We'll be over in Catonsville at the Beaumont. Now, yeah, I'm wearing my State Fair shirt here. It says Catonsville on. Everybody's familiar with the flag. Everybody's familiar with it's not. When I say I'm going to the State Fair, that's like not the place in Timonium, even though that's where Nick's OTB is. State Fair's a place. It's on Frederick Road. We've been doing a lot of shows there before the pandemic, during, afterward, a lot of chicken and waffles, and then, of course, El Guapo opening in the middle of this, now opening the Beaumont. And Evan Brown joins me now. Last time we got together, we talked about fish, big fish. I had Tony Tochterman on last week, by the way. I got together with him to NFL's Point and on the Crab Cake Tour down at the Chop Tank. So the fishing thing, we're now into like the holiday season. And I said to you, let's, you know, do something new with the Beaumont and tell everybody about the Beaumont, because it's hard for me to explain because it is kind of a uniquely small sort of boutique-y. I didn't know where you were building. You say Chop House or whatever. Modern dining's different, right?
It is. It's very much different. I mean, this is a little restaurant. It's got 52 seats roughly. We concentrate on steaks. We buy them from right down the street in Owella at Truth's Butcher. And our chef has really created a very nice menu there. So it's, you know, we do have steaks, but we also have other dishes besides that. So the steaks are absolutely phenomenal. But some of the dishes he's put together, a braised lamb shank, a different twist on like a chicken and dumplings. I mean, the food's really come out well.
By the way, I had a porky fig.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, dude. I love you. You're my partner and stuff, but we don't plan to come to State Fair usually, unless we're doing breakfast or something. It's just more like, don't feel like cooking, in the mood. You know, we got to run out the Y's anyway. And Rob Santoni hates when I run to the Y's on the west side of town because, but, and then I pick up ice cream inevitably because it won't melt on the way home, Maiden Choice Lane. But we came out and it was just one of those nights where, like, I didn't do my hair. I was wearing sweatpants. My back was still really screwed up. I had to stand. I had to stand in the bar, and it was like the first cold night. It was like one of those first 51 degree nights because it was nice for a long time. And we came out, and all I said was, I'm going to get something different. I wanted to get the meatloaf because I'm really crazy on the meatloaf now and your twice baked potatoes. Crazy. Jen says, let's do the porky fig because I wanted. I'm going to be honest. I hadn't had a crab cake in a month, and I was injured. I got the chicken with your – what do you call it?
Chicken and crab.
It was unbelievable. I've had it before, but I was really craving it, and I just was craving it. So I got – I got a twice-baked potato with it, and I got a side of green beans, delicious, and it came with Brussels sprouts, yeah?
Yeah, so
I'm veggied up, right? But Jen got – the porky fig. And I looked at it and I'm like, is that lamb shank thing you were telling me about, but done with a pork or whatever? And I'm like, I don't know what it is. We ordered it. Dude, it was delicious. It came with like kale and cannelloni beans and this gravy that was rich. And we brought it home. We ate it for leftovers like 3-4 days later. Wow. Where'd you come up? I've never seen that dish, man.
So our chef, neither have I, honestly. And about 2 weeks ago, we came out with this menu, and the chef was talking about porky fig, porky fig, porky fig. Well, we were trying
porky fig, F-I-G. Okay, F-I-G. Go ahead.
We were trying everything else, and then the porky fig came out, and I didn't like the way it was plated. You know, so we were talking about that. So I was, trying to adjust the way that it was plated and how
it was wanted it in a bowl because it's more like something that. Dude, I thought it could be served with rice because I thought it would just really take on this winter kind. I served it with rice as a leftover in my had some leftover rice from some delicious Indian we got at Lambini. And man, it just took on more and more the richness of the broth. I want to call it gravy. It's broth.
It is an onion gravy. So, yeah, I mean, as it's coming out, I was looking at it, obsessing about the way it looked. And then I took a bite of it, and I was like, man, that's really good. And then I continued on with, like, what I was saying, and I took another bite of it, and I was like, God, this is, like, this is really – and I just kept finding myself just eating and eating and eating. I was like, this is unbelievably good. I was so shocked because when he was telling me the components of it, I was like, oh, this will be a nice dish, you know. And then I ate it, and I was like, that sort of –
Well, it felt upscale. I said to Jen, I said, this feels like something I would get in a really rich northern Italian place that would be something I wouldn't order because it'd be $42, and it would be – it wouldn't be the price. It would be like, I'm going to have a steak, or I'm going to, like – have the salmon that people rave about online. To me, it was a brag dish. It was one of those things that felt like, no offense, too nice for steak. Felt like it belonged at the Beaumont in some sort of way, but it had some winter comfort thing to it, and it was a cold night for me, and I thought, you know what, I think that's a night I hit you and said, dude, you gotta come on the show and like talk about this.
Yeah,
it was such a weird dish, and it didn't –
crazy.
Dude, I've ordered – club sandwiches in your place and very simplistic French fry burger type stuff in your place. This felt like not out of place because you do eclectic things. It just felt like exactly. So eclectic that I need to brag about it so people order it so it stays on the menu so I can get it again.
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, yeah, like I said, I was eating it. And honestly, I think the biggest part of it is the greens. The greens, the kale, it's cooked perfectly. So when you can mess greens up, but when they're done right, they really complete dishes nicely.
All right, dude, I got a dish for you. Ready? Yeah. Evan Brown is here. He's with State Fair and, of course, the Beaumont. We're going to be at the Beaumont on December the 9th, celebrating my 30th anniversary. Hard to believe when I barely look 29, Ev. So my wife and I decided – my mom used to make like a pork chop sauerkraut thing. Mm-hmm. So I was sort of banging off the idea of kielbasa and sauerkraut for Thanksgiving, which you know is a tradition in my house. And we always get the Ostrowski, you know. And I've taken to getting the spicy sausage. Their spicy is not spicy. It means it has more spice in it. It doesn't mean it's hot. It's not hot spicy. It's spicy in that it says double spice. So it brings a little bit more richness to the meat. Right into a sauerkraut, into a crock pot. But we went all in on sort of a bastardized version, and my wife wanted the crock pot, and I really didn't, but she was probably right. Flash fried pork chops with a really nice Jamaican salt, like a pimiento salt, down on some sauerkraut with whole red skin potatoes. Just let those get nice and soft in the whole thing. Casserole it all down. And I said to her, we really need more of a potato with this. And I'm not a potato salad guy in the mayonnaise-y,
right.
Comes in the summertime with macaroni salad. Like, I hate cold salads. Other than a good coleslaw, and 50% of the coleslaw I've ever had, I haven't loved. And my coleslaw is more on the sweet side than the vinegar side, but I'm willing to listen on things with peppers and various ingredients of a coleslaw. But 50% of coleslaw, I'd rather not have it again. 15% of coleslaw, I've had, my God, that's the greatest thing. And then there's 35% where I'll eat it, and if it's here again, I'll eat it again. But, like, I'm a snob on coleslaw, right? So potato salad, I love potatoes. French fried potatoes, mashed potatoes, home fried potatoes. I don't like salty potatoes. If you put the Cajun crap on the French fries, I won't eat them. I don't like that. And so there are things I like about potatoes and don't. And I said to her, this sauerkraut pork dish needs a warm potato salad. And I said, let's come up with something and use like a bunch of recipes on the internet. She came up with, already, potatoes, you know, warmed, flaky, soft, like, but hot.
Right.
Mustard grain, parsley, apple cider vinegar, sugar. It was a slurry, like a topping.
Right. Yeah.
Celery seed. Shallots. Right. So it became sort of this champagne vinaigrette-y kind of mustardy thing with some sweet, some sour, some vinegar, some mustard. We used whole grain, not like a brown mustard, but not spicy either.
Right.
All of this stuff on top of these potatoes and parsley, and black, like ground pepper melange out of a pepper shaker. Woo! One of the greatest things. And I'm thinking that would go with a steak. That would go with a pork, like the pork you serve over there at Beaumont. And I'm thinking to myself, my wife came up with – it was sort of a bastardized thing off the internet. We played with it. It was really, really good. And I thought like of you, and I thought, man, this is a winter warm potato salad thing, you know?
I love warm potato salad. I mean – I'm.
But no one serves it. Where do you get it other than in a German place?
That I mean, I can't think – I don't even know a place that really serves a potato salad that's – exceptional, you know, a sandwich, a deli, something like that. But you're not seeing many restaurants do it at all.
It's always mayonnaise-y and it's always cold, and it always has like clusters of cold, crunchy celery in it. And it's just not my jam. You know what I mean? So, what have you eaten lately that's great? You always send me someplace good. I haven't been anywhere. I've been on my back eating pudding. And lucky to have people that love me to bring me – my kid brought me food from the Chaucer over on the east side. My wife brought me food from State Fair. And it sucked being on my back, but my wife's making soups, lentil soups, sausage soups, ham and bean soups. It's feeling soupy. Dude, that meatloaf I had in your place was – I mean, it's winter. Pumpkin-y stuff. I mean, where are you right now? What are you having that's good?
Oh, geez. I mean, I have – I'm a creature of habit. I kind of go off in these different places. You know, we'll go up to Charles Street and get Korean barbecue up there. I love that charcoal, you know, I don't even know how to say it properly. Jungkook.
Yeah, Jungkook, exactly.
This is awesome. We do Korean. We've been eating a lot of fish because I still have a freezer full of tuna.
I made it to the Honey Pig for the first time. It was really late. Yeah, we went after Hall and Oates with my kid and his wife. Like, we ripped it up. I mean, because we were out in Howard County. I'm like, 6.3 miles and I'm hungry?
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't go for that. You know, we gotta go do that while we're out there. So there's so many places to try as well. But that's why I wanted to get on your Porky Fig. And I, you know, dedicated something to it because, look, no offense to your place or getting a cheeseburger or even getting meatloaf. It's delicious, whatever you get. I'm always harping on something really new and weird that I haven't had. Like in the Beaumont, as an example, I'm coming out on the 9th. Give me – I haven't had your pork loin from Portales yet. Will that be available?
That will. That should be available, yeah. And then we also have these huge – I mean, they're like 36-ounce tomahawks, bone-in tomahawks. I mean, they're like monster. They've been delicious. The chicken and dumplings, like I said, has been
– Chicken and dumplings.
Yeah, chicken and dumplings of all things. But it's, you know, a really nice-looking presented dish. Not crazy in terms of the cost of it. The whole thing is
– See, restaurateurs, you care what it looks like. I just want to eat it, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know. It's super there. The octopus is excellent. I love that dish as an appetizer. You know, there's a lot of stuff on that menu that you start to taste through. And you get to the end and it's you have that ice cream sundae. And the ice cream sundae is just unbelievable. So it's like little things like that that are just special. You know,
dude, you wear me out because you're opening these new places and I have to like completely fall on the sword that I haven't eaten at El Guapo. I've eaten at El Guapo maybe 3 times and I've curbsided a lot. You've curbsided me food and it curbsides really well. It's Latin. It's Mexican. I'm a Latin guy and I could brag all day on State Fair and 100 things in there. And I just did. And I mean, I'm not even talking about the shrimp and grits and the chicken and waffles and sort of the things I've gotten for years that are staples on your menu. I'm figuring out the Beaumont. I've had the pork. The steak, I'm craving the steak. Like if I'm coming in literally tonight and I'm at Nick's today having a crab cake and I got a tip on a great smokehouse out on York Road, a friend of mine's family opened a new smokehouse and I'm going to check that out and give some plugs when it's ready. When it's in my belly. They got some crazy trout thing, smoked trout that doesn't feel like it's in my lane, but I'm getting new lanes with Porky Figs and mustard things and warm potato. I mean, I'm literally, as I'm 53, I'm finding a new palate, as you know, and I love it. I don't want to get a burger. I've never had a burger in State Fair. I don't want one. I just, I want to try something different. So for me,
Burger Beaumont's phenomenal. You have like a bacon jam on there. It is really, really nice.
In the right mood. I'm never in a burger mood at dinner. You know, I'm just not. And then when I am, I'll be, you know me to be a real jerk? My wife makes the best burgers. I mean, Abby Burger, your burger, his burger, her burger, their burger, Wahlburger. the best burgers we have are the ones we make. And yeah, I'm just being, I mean, like I'll take our burgers against anybody the way we make them, you know, white cheddar cheese. My wife gets Australian white cheddar cheese, crazy. So I'm a battle of burgers. I'm from Dundalk. I love pizza. I was at Pizza John's the other day. The only reason I'm going to Chicago is to get Pequot's pizza. I'm not, and to see friends. I mean, the game, okay, great. But I mean, I'm really going for the pizza. So here's El Guapo. I got to ask you this. What's been the big thing there? And like, cause I haven't been there enough. I need to come over and like hang out at El Guapo and like experience it again, you know?
I mean, the tamales have been selling unbelievably well Tuesdays and most days, obviously the tacos, the chicken tacos are my personal favorite, you know, it's chicken, avocado, things like that.
And that sounds so basic. It sounds like something
I don't need complexity when I'm going. I just want something that tastes really, really, really good. And when they take these chicken skins, they get them really crispy. They chop them up. That's what it's topped with. It's got a nice crunch to it. It's really delicious. You know, the taco salad is as simple as that sounds, is really good. I mean, I will go over to Guapo most days and have lunch. I mean, just because it's something completely
different. That's your favorite place of your three lately.
Well, Beaumont's not open, so I'm not going to ask them.
See, it can't be my favorite place because I haven't been there enough, because I come out, I park at State Fair, I come in, I eat Porky Fig, I get the meatloaf, I'm hankering the chicken. I haven't had your chicken and waffles in like 3 months, 4 months, like since July. Like so, and it's freaking Christmas, and I like so, there's only so much I can eat. And then my wife goes to Wise, and she comes home, she fills the refrigerator, she's making soup. You know, like I love to eat. That's why I'm on you on El Guapo, because I got to come in, and I won't order the tamales because I don't love tamales. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so well, I'm going to find.
Start finding food that you do like.
Yeah.
A lot of tacos.
Brown is here. Papusas. Say that again.
I said tacos, pupusas. We have, I mean, the stuff they have there is great.
All right.
Now,
one thing
I'm going to do though, there's a place that I know in Baltimore that has the best, and you will not know this, the best kielbasa you've ever had. I'm going to pick that up for you, and the next time I see you, I'm going to give it to you. You cook it and tell me if it's not the best that you've ever tasted.
So the kielbasa I like crumbles. So if yours is more like on a smoke, like a half smoke, kind of like a hot dog, it's not my jam, and it crumbles into sauerkraut. That's the way I've always liked it. Now that's not to say that I wouldn't take a link and have it on a bun, you know, like a bratwurst. You know what I mean?
It'll be good. I mean, when it's cased, it's one way. When you take it out of the casing and just fry it up, it'll fall right into anything, really. Crumble.
Evan Brown is here. He runs restaurants. Dude, I'm all about the shank that I have never had. The Portales, the famous thing. Tell people about that because I'm going to brag on that. We're doing the crab cake tour at your place on the 9th. So I know there'll be some crab going on as well. Tell me about the famous Portales thing that I've never had that you put on special that now like lives at the Beaumont, right?
Yeah, it lives at Beaumont. It is a lamb shank. It's a bone-in lamb shank. It's probably 20 ounces, so a little over a pound, pound and a half, somewhere in that range.
So I need my wife to help me eat it.
Yes. I mean, look, when Keith created this dish, it was the first time I ever tasted it. It was just unbelievable. But he braises this thing down for about 4 hours. So basically, you know, it just kind of falls off the bone. You can eat that. It's served with a demi-glaze, you know, a vegetable, potato. And the richness of this lamb is so perfect. But the fat has rendered out of it. It is delicious. We've had it on sandwiches, pasta, alone, every way you can possibly have this lamb.
Well, you've been bragging for years since I've met you and I've never tasted it. So it's like, it's sort of this lost thing like that, you know, you have to, I have to try and I haven't hit it on the right night of the week. And then we had the plague and I felt like this is something I didn't want to take out of your place in a bag. I know a lot of people took a lot of things out of your place in a bag, including me, but I felt like I wanted to come and experience it and sit down and eat.
It's definitely, it reheats extremely well, but you want to have it in the building. I mean, it's just one of those dishes that you taste and you're just like, wow, oh my God. And it's the same thing with the Porky Fig. I mean, so if you take that Porky Fig, the way that pork shank is done and how it is fork tender, apply that to lamb because it's the same person that's sort of braising or writing the recipe for the braise. And it's very similar. It's just, You can just drop your fork on it. You don't need a sharp knife. It just comes apart, and it's rich and delicious and a great wintertime dish.
Well, yeah, I put the picture of that up. People are like, what is that? And I'm like, get over to State Fair. My caption was Yabba Dabba Do, because all I could think about was, you know, that last scene with the brontosaurus going over. So delicious. Get on out to all the restaurants. We encourage everyone to go out and to participate. We're letting ourselves play the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, and kicking off my 30th anniversary is going to be over with our friends from State Fair in El Guapo and the Beaumont. We'll be at the Beaumont on the 9th. That is a Thursday night. Don's going to be joining us. Probably going to be starting a little in the afternoon, 1, 2 o'clock, even before the Beaumont opens. You open at 4, right?
4 o'clock every day, yep. I would highly suggest reservations. We fill up quickly because we have so many, like, such limited seating, but I would absolutely suggest calling in for reservations. It's extremely helpful.
I'm going to plan ahead. I'm calling you now. I'll be in on the 9th.
Well, you're coming in before we open, but you'll be good. But here's a question for you, because I've been sort of obsessively tasting this. Best cold cut in Baltimore, where would it be?
Okay. This is interesting, because I'm not a huge cold cut guy. And, you know, had my fair share in Dundalk in my day, and we certainly did at Colgate Elementary School. It was cold cut day every Tuesday there, I think, with chips. There's a sub called the Bell Garden sub. That was made famous at this Bell Garden, the area. They took it into, I believe it was a ShopRite or whatever the brand of the, I want to get that part of it right. It was brought in by Wise. Wise brought it in, and Rob Santoni bragged, like you're bragging about your thing, for you. He said, we sell hundreds of these subs. We have the rights to it. We make it the way they make it. It's very complex with the amount of meats and the amount of things they put in it. And it is it's a garden sub that you serve with vinegar, oil and vinegar, right? Bell Garden. Go to the Wise. You want the Wise out on Fullerton would have it for sure, and they make it special. And it's a 50-year thing that I had never heard of before. A couple of months ago, it is a cold cut sub, and I was there for the $6 signature crab cake, and they had the crabs, and we had a crab wagon, and we were having some fun. And he brought it out, and it was Sunday morning. It was the day we played the Chiefs, the night game, right?
Yeah.
So it was that day, and like, I had donuts, I had a coffee, I was going to eat a crab cake on set. It was 11 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not in the mood for a friggin' cold cut. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in the mood for that. And I looked at it, and then it came out on set, and everybody's like, dude, you're going to be blown away by how good it is. And I was like, hungry, because I didn't eat breakfast, but I wasn't in the mood for a cold cut. And I'm like, all right, and we're all COVID-ed up, right? Cut it.
Right.
I took one bite of it. And it got in my mouth, and I'm like, I'm not a cold cut orderer. I'm a cheesesteak orderer. I'm a meatball. You know, I mean, I just not my sub. It's not what I order, right? I was at Silver Spring Mining last week. You talk comfort food. I got the hot turkey, open face, mashed potato, green beet, like the totally 52 degrees chili out in my hockey player buddy's place. So like, that's a sandwich to me, like an open face sandwich. But I'm not the biggest sandwich. You know that. I don't order sandwiches in your place most of the time. But this thing was delicious.
Yeah.
Bell Garden.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for something. That's the one thing. I mean, we were up in Philly on Saturday night tasting cheesesteaks at different places.
You had a good one?
Yeah, we had a great one.
Where?
South Street. It was called
You're going to have to help me now. You can't just do that. You can't do that on the show. You can't just, you can't do that on the show. By the way, I've never had a Tony Luke's cheesesteak. My buddy, and man, I got to hit him right now. I am owed a date at the Palestra, not to mix sports in with a fine culinary conversation, but I've never been to the Palestra in Philly. And Dick Girardi, one of my oldest friends in the media world, known him since 1984. He's worked in Philly forever. whatever. He tells me a place called Joe's up on the north side, like a place I've never been. It's sort of like you go to North Philly and make a right and then go up around the water. It's like toward Bucks County. I've never been in that area in my life. I don't think I've even been on the freeway there. But he tells me that that's his place and I've got to go there. So at some point I'm exploring, dude.
This place was called Woodrow's.
Been to Woodrow's.
Yeah, Woodrow's.
I've had the cheesesteak there. It was delicious.
So good.
They do the pork. They do the pork loin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a cheesesteak and a pork sandwich. They were both excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, they were excellent. So, yeah, we first started at John's Roast Pork. We got there 10 minutes before they were closing, and they were already closed.
Dude, did not like it. Yet. Really? I didn't like it. I gave it a big thumbs down. Very underwhelmed. And the experience of going behind a gas station and stuff, I'm from Dundalk. Yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, I've been going to Captain Harvey's my whole life. Did you ever have a legitimate Captain Harvey sub in Dundalk? Like,
oh, yeah.
Legitimate?
The one that you couldn't carry? Yeah. I mean, I remember Captain Harvey's when it was in its like prime, and those sandwiches were...
One of my dearest friends in the world, one of my first sponsors, Steve Cerrone. Love the Steve. You know, but you talk about sandwiches. Once you've grown up on that...
Yeah, not,
right?
Not much.
I mean, right? Once I've been to Captain Harvey's most of my childhood, where are you taking me? You mean, you better take me someplace good, you know?
Yeah.
So Woodrow's, I'll tip of the cap to you for that. You and I are going to go eating one day. We're just like, and we're never coming back. Like, yeah. Tell your wife, tell my wife, like, we'll be back whenever we're going to go to New York. I'm going to show you pastries.
I will do whatever.
It's just going down.
Every year for the fantasy football draft for the group that we have, I do something crazy for food, and we were trying to get In-N-Out Burger flown over here.
Oh.
But then the past 2 years we went up to Connecticut. We had a driver go up to Connecticut and get pizza from Sally's a Pizza, and then this year it was John's of Bleecker Street. John's of Bleecker Street pizza was hands down the best pizza I've ever had.
I had a slice of John's in New York during the plague 4 months ago when I went up for Springsteen.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, but I got places. I got places.
We can do that all day.
Evan Brown, my dude, he's at State Fair. He's at the Beaumont. He is at El Guapo where the tamales are, but I'm coming in. Chicken tacos, I'm hearing it. We'll be there on the 9th. And, dude, appreciation as always for having some fun.
I appreciate you.
I've avoided the Ravens talk before the Chicago. Anything you want to say on the Dolphins game? No, nothing.
I mean, this is the conversation I was having last night, and you can answer this in a very simple way. I think Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. Great. But if I was to pick two, if it was Lamar Jackson or Joe Flacco, knowing what Joe Flacco did for Baltimore, which one would you take?
Well, on that note, we'll leave that open to the audience and let everybody get back to it. Dude, Joe's my favorite all-time dude, so this would be like me asking you if you've ever had a better lamb shank than the one you make.
Look, I think Lamar is absolutely mind-blowing how athletic he is and how good he is, how much he's developing. I think the win percentage for Flacco in the playoffs is just astonishing. So I don't know. There's a ring there. There's a bunch of playoffs.
I think that Lamar needs more help right now. I think it's harder to evaluate him without Ronnie Stanley and without without Nick Boyle, right, without things, right, that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that he's making $3 million a year. When he's making 40, it's going to be – you think people got down on Joe. Joe got the 40 after he won the Super Bowl and three championship games and threw the pass to Lee Evans. And, you know, as Joe always said, and I'll leave you with this, we won a lot of football games around here. Joe would always say that to me. We win a lot of football games around here.
And they did. And we do.
And Lamar can say that too. So
100%. And he's a great athlete, great quarterback. I just don't know who I'd pick.
Got to go win a Super Bowl first. He's Evan Brown. He's at State Fair. You can find him out in the 21228. Hey, when's the tree lighting out there?
That is the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Soon.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Hey, I got a tip for you, too. Wise makes 60 kinds of ice cream. I've had, you know, 8 of them because they come in big containers. The pumpkin ice cream from Wise, it's hit me really right. It's creamy. and it's appropriate. And it's not, if you like your pumpkin over the top and like it tasting like sweet potato or like it like really spicy or on the nutmeggy end, it's not that, but it reminds me of my mom's pumpkin. It reminds me of my mom's pumpkin pie with sort of the extra cream in it. She would always make it a little creamier. And delicious. So go for it. There you go.
I'll check it out.
All right. There he goes. Evan Brown. I'm taking care of all my sponsors, all of our friends. The Maryland Lottery presents the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Now, we're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday with Mayor Brandon Scott. We're going to be joined by Senator Cory McCrae, as well as my sports cartoonist buddy, Mike Brisigliano, who lives in the neighborhood in Laurelville. Hope to have Marcella and her family on talking about the world-famous Coco's Crab Cake that I've only had twice, I think, in my life. I remember it once, but I think I've had it twice, and it's been 20 years, so it's been a little too long. We're also going to be joined by our friends at Coppin State because we are the voice of Coppin State here at WNSD. If you're hearing games broadcast in the evening, it is coming from right around North Avenue, North Bentlow, over on the west side. So go Eagles. Go on. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking about Porky Fig and State Fair and food and good stuff.
And food.